We're talking about something that is so pivotal. Just this past Saturday was World Consumer Rights Day. And if I was to ask you, you'll probably say yes to one of these questions. Have you ever bought something that you were just not happy with its quality? Have you ever bought something and you felt like, man, what they promised and what they advertised doesn't match with what I got into my house? Have you ever been to an event, to a store? Have you ever kind of interacted with a product that at the end of it, you feel like, man, it's not doing what I hope for it to do. I'm not getting the most out of it. And you kind of sit with the slip and you contemplate, do I take it back? Am I allowed? I'm not sure what my rights are. Sometimes you walk into a store and you see a sign that says no refunds. Is that legal or not? What are my options when it comes to some of my consumer rights? We're faced with it every single day. But the question is, do we understand our rights when it comes to this? Because the Consumer Protection Act is saying, hey, we've got your back. But do you know how they have your back? Well, joining me this afternoon in studio is a lady who is just doing some incredible work in ensuring that you and I know about our consumer rights. She's the spokesperson and media liaison for the National Consumer Commission, and she joins me this afternoon to talk about this. Pat Ntaba, welcome to Drive 36. It's great to have you.
It's great to be here. My first visit to Impact, and I hope that I will see you more often.
Definitely not your last. I should probably already start to organize rooms for you. There's some guests that stay here for good, and I'll show you where your room
downstairs,
is.
Downstairs. This is my place.
We've definitely got you sorted. Peto, I'm so glad that you mentioned coffee, because people buy coffee every single day. And there's these items that we engage with every day, every so often. But then sometimes you make certain purchases that are outside of the scope. And then you hear about, okay, as a consumer, this is what you should look out for. You hear about return, guarantee, warranty, no refund, all these things that feel overwhelming. So we interact with businesses all the time as consumers. But now we're talking about consumer rights. What are consumer rights?
Look, when we talk about consumer rights, we normally joke with my colleagues and say, there's two entities that take care of you when you are born and up until you depart. That will be the NCC, as well as Home Affairs. Home Affairs, when you're born, they issue with your birth certificate. When you depart, it's a death certificate. But with the NCC, when you are born, when you land on this earth, you have to use a consumable, be it a blanket, be it a towel, anything. And when you depart, it has to be a coffin or something else. So your consumer rights are, you are protected from the day you are born up until you depart. But I think the importance is now understanding and knowing your rights and when to demand your rights. You made an issue of coffee, for example, that at times when you interact with a product, you realize that actually this product was made in one of the countries that don't support my religion. It has to be written that it's made from this country, produced from this country, so that you can decide whether you want to consume that coffee or not. For example, you know, the nuts that have been used there, what you call the ingredients, they need to give you that information. But what we are seeing of late, and when we've been doing our inspections, we realize that consumers are actually exposed to products that they don't even know what is it that they are consuming. You see a bottle of a particular drink that will make you feel intoxicated, but when you look at it, they've put nuts inside, you know, combining two products. Either they are recycling that or whatever, but what is the danger is that you don't know the product that you are consuming, the nuts that you're about to eat, the sell-by date, manufacturing date, best before date, and all those things. But of course, you mentioned the issue of complaining now. If you are not happy with the product, when to complain, how to complain. Remember, the Consumer Protection Act is there to safeguard your rights as a consumer, to make sure that whenever you buy, you interact with the product, you're using it for young people, the toy that you are buying. If it's not safe for your child, take it back. If the warning signs are not there, you bought this and it's supposed to be used by a three-year-old plus, and you bought it for a two-year-old, or it's written it can be used by a two-year-old, and when you look at it, it's like, no, this is going to be harmful for a two-year-old. You have a right to take it back because it's not fit for purpose. You buy a door, it's supposed to have a handle on the left, but the handle is on the right. It's not fit for purpose. But of course, we get consumers who would buy something and they realize that they actually want to change their mind. It's called a consumer remorse, buyer's remorse. Unfortunately, you're at the mercy of the supplier. You buy particular products, or you buy particular products over the phone through direct marketing. You have to change your mind. The law allows you to change your mind within a period of 5 working days to say, I bought a particular product with you guys. I'm still waiting for you to deliver. Do not deliver. I'm changing my mind. You don't have to give them the reasons as to why. Either you cannot afford, you renewed a contract, we've taken a new contract. But make sure that when you receive that particular product, you take it back.
This is something that I've heard in various, I don't want to say just businesses, but I've heard it in different spaces where they speak about a cooling off period. Is it cooling something off, similar to
that's
that?
That's exactly the cooling off period. Because you cool off, right? During that period, you can rescind or cancel the product, or rather the contract, because you did not apply your mind. Remember, it's a telephone conversation. You did not go into the store. You did not phone them. They called you to say, we see, we can offer you the latest cell phone with this contract and whatnot. You go like, yes, I want it. And then you go like, 5 minutes after you've dropped the call, you realize that, actually, I won't have an extra 300 rands to cover this contract. So you have that cooling off period to say, I don't want the product or the service. Please cancel. And don't they, by law, they cannot charge you.
Let's talk about, you know, now we're talking about the space where it's like you're returning a product because it's not doing what it was offered to and promised to be able to do. Guarantees, warranties. I mean, there's a board that I see on my way home where it's a car dealership. They're saying lifetime warranty. And then you have a specific place that they offer pots and they say lifetime guarantee. And you're saying 7-year warranty. And you kind of almost feel like this feels like you guys are just saying it just to be able to say it. Because number one, I'm not going to keep the slip. It's going to fade off. I don't remember where I put the receipts even for my petrol this afternoon. What are the grounds for me to be able to take advantage of warranties and guarantees into the spaces where I do buy something and I want to take advantage of the warranty or the guarantee that they offer?
I think what suppliers have done, Hosi, now is to incorporate what you call the loyalty cards, right? They use those loyalty cards. They assist you or them as well to say, I purchased this iron, for example. And even though the CPA says 6 months warranty, that should anything happen during the period of 6 months, you have a right to take it back to the supplier. You tell them what to do or what you want. That's where we say during that period, you use your 3 R's, one of the three, a return, a refund, or a replacement. If you bought a vehicle, for example, within a period of 6 months, whether it's brand new, secondhand, second-hand, or whatever, we no longer use footstools. If you sign a contract or you walk into a dealership and then you see buyers as ease or footstools, don't sign that contract. Basically they're taking you for a ride. Or even if you sign the contract and then you realize that you've signed that contract, bring that contract to the NCC when you file a complaint, because those are the issues that we want to deal with. We no longer say you buy it as is or footstools. If it gives you problems within a period of 6 months, they should have their records on their records that you bought this during a period of 6 months. Either you can use their store card or loyalty card or even your bank card to say, yes, I bought this from the store on this particular day and it's giving me problems. You then have suppliers who would say it's a warranty, right, under the CPA, but they say we guarantee you that this product is going to last you for 6 months, for 12 months or 24 months. But for you to take advantage of the 24 months, you now need to go and register on our website, give us the barcode, the proof of transaction and whatnot. You need, if you really want to take advantage of the 24 or 36 months, whatever the case is, do follow that. So that should anything happen after the 6 months, you can then say, yes, it's 6 months under the CPA. When I look at the box, it's 24 months, but you said 36 months. So you want to take advantage of that, do register so that you can take advantage. But if you don't have that receipt, as you were saying, your loyalty card should be able to assist you. They'll be able to check on their system. And of course, you can go to your bank and say, please print proof for this particular date, and all that. There are items like your iron, like all those electronics or appliances, electricity appliances, that are very sensitive. It's also important to make sure that you do keep those receipts.
Yeah.
There are stores whereby they don't issue, they don't have the loyalty cards, for example. So you cannot say, I'm going to use my loyalty card. Or you used your cash instead of a card. But make sure that you keep the receipt. Yes, they do fade. Take a picture.
Yeah, the moment you get it.
Correct. The minute you get it, take a picture. Either save it on your phone, and also you can email it to yourself. At least you have some proof to say, I bought this on the 30th of Jan, but it's now giving me problems. So I want my money back.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that. There's a voiceover that's just come in that I want to play. Ospeto, I mean, there's so much to unpack with this. There's so much running in my head right now. I'd love to ask you, I'm going to play this voice note. We're going to quickly go to news headlines and traffic, and then we're going to come back and answer this voice note. And just touch on one or two other things before we wrap up this conversation. But let me roll with this voice so that you can have a listen, because I think so many of us have been in this particular situation.
I had a question. So I bought about 3 weeks ago a mascara by a pharmacy store. And it's a type of, it's a specific brand. And I haven't used a mascara before. But when I got home and I wanted to use it, the mascara was completely dry. So the next day I went back to the store to go and to return it and to get another, the same brand, just a different type of mascara. And when I got home, it was also dry. So I just actually didn't go back to the store because I didn't want to make another hassle. And I was thinking maybe they were just going to turn me away and say, I'm just trying to make problems. I just want to know how, what to, should I next time contact in the brand directly, or should I just return to the store to again to make a complaint of the product?
The Afternoon Drive on Impact 103. Come alive.
Look, it's been quite the conversation so far, with lots of things to be able to unpack. But Ospeto, thank you so much for staying a little bit longer than what we had initially agreed on. But let's start off with this particular question. This lady mentions that she had previously bought mascara, if I'm not mistaken, and when she got home, it was dry. She took it back to the place where she bought it, and when she got home with the second one, it was also dry, and she didn't want to go back because she's thinking, oh, now I'm going to be that person. And being that person is very exhausting. And her question is, what can I do differently when it comes to interacting with this particular store that sells this mascara? And maybe you can give some guidance, because no one wants to be that person.
But when it comes to the Consumer Protection Act, be that girl. Be that person, because unfortunately we get other people who would buy this particular product when they get home it's dry, and home is not around. Home is Komoleji. Home is somewhere else, or you bought it for a friend, you shipped it to KZN, for example. While there are products that for health reasons you cannot take back to the supplier, there are laws around like earrings, like your underwear, sure. And you know, your intimate products, for example, used or unused, you cannot take back to the supplier because there's nothing that they can do. But there are products like a mascara, for example, when you open it, it's dry, or a perfume, when you try to spray it, it's dry, it's empty. What do? You take it back. Chances are they have not actually realized that their products are off. Their products are dry. Be that person. Yes, I know there are stores who would say, don't be that person. They bar you, basically. You come there like, we don't want to see you. But up until we are comfortable as consumers in the marketplace, only then, as the National Consumer Commission, we will be comfortable with receiving one complaint here, another complaint there. But if you are not happy with the goods or services that you are receiving, it means something is not right in the marketplace. And we exist to ensure that there is harmony in the marketplace. We don't want to shut stores down. We want to make sure that you, as a consumer, you get value for money. And of course, the supplier, they also have an obligation to ensure that goods and services that are offering to consumers are of good quality, are free of defects, and of course are usable and durable for a period. We mentioned 6 months. That's a minimum in as far as the CPA. But of course, they can stretch to 12 months, 24 months. We mentioned 12 years, for example.
Yeah.
I see vehicles, say the engine, it can take up to 10 years. Should anything happen in between, bring it back. You get a brand new, you know. We want that guarantee. Only then we will be comfortable as the NCC. So take it back to the supplier. But of course, just ask them to have a look and see if it's this particular product or it's their products. Maybe, you know, there's light or there's something that the products are actually not comfortable with. As a result, they dry out. Mm. But of course, if they are giving you problems, don't be shy. Do talk to the NCC. We will reach out to the supplier. And of course, just to make sure that you get value for money, because if it's dry, it's not fit for purpose.
Yeah.
You cannot use it. A mascara has to be mascara.
And if it's not going to be working, then there's no point in keeping it.
But if it's not fit for purpose, then it means good. It's really not that mascara.
I love what you said at the start of in response to this. You said, be that person. Because sometimes it may be as simple as a mascara, but it could be something as big as a house, or it could be something as significant as this voice notes. Please have a listen.
Hi, Kosi. Can you please ask our speaker how does the consumer right protect me regarding medication? I was pregnant and I bought the specific brand of folic acid. And to my surprise, when I was left with about 6 tablets, I discovered that the medication is in a way damaged. I had pictures. I complained to the supplier. There's been back and forth. Unfortunately, I lost my baby. So I want to know, how am I protected in this instant?
Osberto, and I think I love what you said at the beginning. You speak about how the consumer protection really starts from birth till and up until the day you leave this earth. And it involves so much is involved in that span of birth till you leave this earth. And you find complicated, intricate moments like this where a product is supposed to serve a specific purpose. And I'm so glad she mentions that she realizes this when there's only 6 tablets left, which I know from my own life that pack usually comes in like 30 or 60. What are some of the steps that she's able to then take advantage of in this case?
I'm so sorry for your loss and what you went through. Medication, food should not harm consumers. Now we need to understand, she mentioned something like folic acid. There are products that are regulated somewhere. So maybe we can share our contact just to understand, and of course we'll maybe able to guide her and say go to this particular door, because if it's regulated somewhere else as the NCC, we don't come in, because we have to look at spaces that are not regulated. So of course they'll have to check the ingredients, they have to check this and the causal effect as well, to say indeed this particular person got sick because of this particular product. As the NCC, the CPA, it's more like a general law. Mm. So, of course, we have to look at the nitty-gritties, the ingredients, for example, what caused the loss. Mm. Right now I'm thinking of other regulators, but I think hers is just to reach out. You can give her number, you can give me her number. We will be able to listen to her story. And of course, we are going to refer her to the relevant regulator.
Osberto, we won't be able to answer everything. And I think maybe as a point of departure, I want to ask for the rest of us who are listening to this conversation and are going, man, I need to know more of my consumer rights. Where do I go to learn just a little more? I might not know every single iota, but just to be able to know, what are the key things for me to know as I interact with all these businesses day to day?
We are available on socials, but I normally say to consumers, the best thing is to really understand your consumer rights. And of course, then you'll be able to interact with the supplier better. You are better informed. Go to our website, www.thencc.org.za. The CPA, you can try to download the CPA. It can be intimidating, because it's a piece of law, mm-hmm. It's act, right? But what we have tried to do on our website is to, you are able now to translate, to just browse the website using the language that it's easier for you. But again, the law is the law. It's easier in English. So reach out, go to our website and reach out. And of course, we are available. If you feel that it's here, but it's still complicated, reach out to us. We will be able to try to break it down. We might not be able to assist you like Good Run on the spot. But one thing for sure, we are going to give you direction to the right door and say, talk to these people, then of course you'll have to understand the process. And remember, when you file a complaint and when you start investigating, be it the NCC or any other regulator, the process of investigation is a bit longer. The process of really trying to understand, even if we are still assessing or analyzing your matter, the back and forth might be a bit tedious for you, because now you are in this position, you feel like no one is taking care. We are attending to your matter. And of course, even if we say we can't help you, this is the right person. It is for this reason that we have organized ourselves as most of the regulators in the consumer protection space. Your finance, your medical aid schemes, for example, and to say, if the NCC cannot help you, there's someone out there. The fact that there's a problem, you are encountering this problem, it means someone somewhere has to have a solution. Yeah. So we have organized ourselves. We call ourselves the Consumer Protection Forum. Different voices, different laws. But at the end of the day, we do that for the love of the consumers, or for the love of consumer protection. Yes, we celebrated World Consumer Rights Day on Saturday the 15th. But as these regulators, we were in Mpumalanga on Friday, empowering consumers, balancing ethical rights with businesses with ethical rights. Basically to say, as a consumer, you have to be empowered, but there's also a responsibility and an obligation on the side of the supplier. Yes, to say, for us to have harmony, let's walk the journey together.
Ospeto, thank you. I look forward to many other conversations. What I will do, and I will invite you to this, it's very impromptu on the spot, I'd love to have you as a regular voice here on the show, that we would, as often as what we can, whether it be weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, however, or whatever it means, that we have you as a regular voice on the show. And the heart and the point, or the reason why I want to do this, is to allow people to, one, know about their consumer rights. Number two, know that there is a voice that's listening. There's something that's there for them to be heard and to be able to take certain things, because some of them, they may be complex. It may not be as black and white as a mascara, and I just didn't want to go back. It may be as complicated, as complex as Kutlwano's case, but to be able to know that every however long you will be here, they'll be able to field some of the questions that they may be feeling a little bit shy to bring to the particular supplier about a car that they've bought, and they can bring it to you so that you can be able to help them. So I'd love to, if that's okay with you, have you as a regular voice here on Drive 326, that you might be able to help us in this.
Anything that is going to assist us to ensure that we empower our consumers, the National Consumer Commission is there. 100%. And if I'm that person, by all means, I'm raising my hand.
Petondaba, I'm definitely going to find you a room here at Drive 326. Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. It's been really insightful.
Thank you so much.